There will be 30 jobs here and won't necessarily all be new jobs, but the reality is this is a rural community, and to have a business and different businesses in there working in this project, it'll be good. It'll help the spending power. And more significantly, this is a very, very, very important piece of infrastructure that will become the heartbeat of the local community as well. And my interest in it is in relation to Irish language and the local culture and heritage. And there are plans afoot to work in conjunction with other groups and organisations. I know there will be other groups such as the Sean Barrick and various groups that will work together on their language plan, a language plan that was announced last week and funding for it. So it's good. It's €466,000 from my department. Back 3 years ago, we invest $26,000 into ensuring that the work and the development was done through engineering consultancy companies to get the project going. But I want to acknowledge the very, very hard-working group, the Cosha Forbaha and Alcara, for basically bringing this dream to life. And certainly the reaction in the local community is that this is going to be a very, very important asset for the entire community.
And as you did say, this new centre will work in progressing the Irish language within Falkara, but the whole county as well.
Well, it's all interlinked, and I know there's work in collaboration both within the Gaeltacht and outside the Gaeltacht, and to have, you know, a growing and sort of positive story in the Wild Atlantic Way. It's going to be mixing tourism. It's also going to be ensuring that at the cultural end of things, that there'll be potential employment. If you look at what's happening in Fannet and Fannet Lighthouse, where young people now are working, giving tours through Irish at that project in Fannet, right up until you know, right into the back of the winter. We want to see a whole new wave of tourism that is not just seasonal, that's not just during the summer. And certainly with a piece of infrastructure in Falkara here, which will be working closely with other groups on the ground and different voluntary groups, that this can become a place for attracting people to come in from the outside, but also to ensure that local engagement, local activities can carry on as well in the area. And if that's advancing the Irish language or local cultural activity, I think that's an added bonus.